Communion is a time in our service when we eat of the bread and drink of the cup, which symbolizes our participation in the benefits of Christ's death. We each, as God's children, eat the bread and drink the cup to proclaim the Lord's death and to share in the benefits of his work on the cross. When the bread is broken, it symbolizes Christ, the breaking of Christ's body. And when the cup is poured out, it symbolizes the shedding of Christ's blood for us. What qualifies you to participate in communion? It is believing in and proclaiming Jesus as your Lord and Savior. The gospel is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes. The gospel is to believe that Jesus is the Son of God who took on flesh in order to be sacrificed on a cross for the sins of all those who will believe. You must also believe that on the third day he rose from the dead by the power of the Holy Spirit, overcoming sin and death, and now, being fully alive, is seated at the right hand of God. If you are a believer, you will know that God took your sins and cast them on his Son. He became a curse for you. Jesus took on the wrath of his Father as your death penalty. Your response is to repent of your sins. As we recall this morning our relationship with Christ and the sacrifice that he made for us, let's read together in Philippians. Philippians chapter 3. Chapter 3, verses 8 through 10. Verse 8, more than that, I count all things to be loss in view of the surpassing value of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things and count them but rubbish so that I may gain Christ and may be found in him, not having a righteousness of my own derived from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness which comes from God on the basis of faith, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being conformed to his death. Let's pray. Father, you are the author and perfecter of our faith. As we look at your word this morning, please help us to fix our eyes on Jesus, who laid down his life to save sinners like us. Give us ears to hear and place a desire in our hearts to be obedient to your teaching. In Jesus' name, amen. In Philippians 3, 8 through 10, I want to focus on the words know and knowing as they are used in these passages. As we examine ourselves and recall the privilege of being a believer, let's consider how Paul uses these two words. The Greek word for know, K-N-O-W, is gnosko, which means to be sure or to understand. Paul says, I count all things to be lost in view of the surpassing value of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord. By knowing Christ, Paul is describing his understanding of Christ. His knowledge of Christ is not merely one that he had learned from the text, but it was one that he had experienced. To Paul and to us, knowing Christ is more than just head knowledge. It is a saving, personal, and intimate, loving relationship with Jesus Christ, our Lord. How does Paul describe what it is like to know Christ? You look back at the beginning of verse 8. I count all things to be loss in view of the surpassing value of knowing Christ. Paul is saying that there is nothing in this world that comes close to knowing Christ. Knowing Christ is to have a distinguishing and understanding love. A believer's love is different than the love possessed by the rest of the world. We know and understand Christ because Christ is in us. And we are in Christ. All parts of our redemption are given to us because we are in Christ. We are totally a new person. The old self is gone away. We know Christ and we have Christ in us. We have the dwelling, the indwelling of the Holy Spirit given to us by Christ at the time of our salvation. The indwelling of the Holy Spirit assures us daily of our relationship with Jesus. Knowing Christ is a part of understanding that we were with Christ before the foundation of the world. We were set apart from all of creation at the beginning of time. As believers, we were chosen before the foundation of the world. We, in all of time, have never been apart from the love of Jesus. We have never been apart from knowing Christ our Lord. Being in Christ or knowing Christ always gives the assurance that we will never be separated from His love. In Romans 8, Paul says he is convinced that there is no created thing that will ever be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ our Lord. We can truly see why Paul would say, I count all things to be loss in viewing the surpassing value of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord. Paul describes further in Philippians 3:10 how he wanted to know Christ, that I may know Him and the power of His resurrection and the fellowship of His sufferings, being conformed to His death. Paul, in his passion for Christ, and because of the indwelling of the Holy Spirit, wanted to identify with every part of Jesus' life. Paul wanted the deepest and most intimate knowledge of Christ that he could have. He wanted his life to resemble the life of Christ. Paul lived his life to share the gospel of Jesus and boasted that in all of his preaching and travels, that he had the blood of no man on his hands. His message was Christ and Him crucified. Paul wanted his life and his ministry to accurately represent the life and death of his Lord. Believers, we have the privilege of knowing Christ. Do you count all things as loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ as your Lord? Do you, like Paul, live to share the good news and to live as an ambassador of Christ? As we are presented with the bread and juice, please recall what you have in Christ. You are a sinner chosen by God to know His Son and to live for Him. If you are wrestling with unconfessed sin, please recall the amazing truths of the gospel, a transformed life. Remember the price that was paid so that your sins could be forgiven. Restore with God and join us as we celebrate our relationship with Christ. If you don't have a relationship with Christ, please ask any of the elders about the gospel of Jesus. Please be assured we are glad that you are here. But at this time, allow the bread and the juice to pass you by. We would love to answer any questions that you might have about knowing Christ. if you leave here this morning without talking to anyone, please keep in mind and remember what you have heard this morning. Remember what you have heard about knowing Jesus and what it means to know Jesus.